From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. 106 years behind bars for former correctional officer Corey Jordan Fisher Sr. Lost Coast Outpost reporting the sentence came following his conviction to sexually molesting his two adopted sons and a biological son. The sentence amounts to 7 consecutive terms of 15 years to life, plus an additional year for one of the counts against him. The 31-year-old Fisher made no statement at the sentencing, but letters from one of his victims and his ex-wife were read in court. There's a new trial slated to start June 24th for an accused child molester, Chad Allen Smith. A mistrial was declared in his case after the jury deadlocked on Friday. Smith is accused of the long-term molestation of Jane Doe 1, now 16, who testified she was 9 years old when their sexual relationship began. Jane Doe 2, a friend of Doe 1, says Smith molested her on one occasion. Well, a man who'd been serving time for the execution-style murder of a 14-year-old Eureka girl is now free from prison. The North Coast Journal reports Thomas Dunaway was released last month, according to California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation records. He was sentenced to life in prison for the 1994 murder of Amber Slaughter on South Jetty. Late last year, the victim's mother told a parole board she had forgiven Dunaway for her daughter's killing and wanted to see him released from prison. The board deliberated about 20 minutes before recommending Dunaway be paroled. What kind of a job is the city manager in Arcata doing? Well, there'll be a special meeting of City Council on Wednesday in the Council Chambers in Arcata City Hall, 736 F Street at 6 p.m. Purpose of the meeting is to hold a closed-door session regarding a performance evaluation of the city manager, plus a conference with a labor negotiator regarding the Arcata Police Association. The City of Arcata Building and Engineering Department announcing that the grind-out and inlay paving project will begin on Monday, May 13th. The city has contracted with Kernan Construction for the project that involves grinding out and repaving failed asphalt in Westwood neighborhood and a portion of Janes Road. The project construction will take place Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And on some days, the contractor will extend work hours from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. On the days of the scheduled work, community members are asked to follow all directions and traffic control devices within the project area. Construction for the project is scheduled to be done by the end of June. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.